Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 227 of the Story Hacker podcast. So it's been a really interesting week for me. If you've been listening along, you'll have seen this gradual progression, I suppose, this sort of deeper dive into what I mean. You know, that phrase that set me all off, people who tell better stories get better lives. You'll have heard me over the past few days sort of dig into that, the various levels of that. And with that digging in, I would say I'm digging down on something that's deeper than marketing. It's deeper than a slogan. It's getting into values and meaning. And one of the things that's come out of this, I think, is when I made the decision a few days ago to take the kind of the email capture off my website, which is it's swimming against the tide. And I've been on a Zoom call today with the mastermind group that I'm in, and you know, we've literally had you know, high-end trainers coming into that group to tell us how to set up those kind of systems, you know, the email capture, lead capture generation kind of stuff. So to take it off is swimming against the tide in some respects. But I think where I'm getting to with this is, you know, story is an authentic thing. You know, a well-told story, part of telling a better story. You know, it's about telling something that's real, right? You know, it's not that kind of blarketing kind of thing. It's not bait and switch. It's not any of, you know, marketing has got such a bad name because we're manipulated by it. And, you know, story is, as I've said, it's a simplification of reality to create an effect. But I think it lacks that kind of, oh God, you know, all those offers that are out there that are going away tomorrow, that kind of really base manipulation. And I think where this is starting to get me to is, you know, I've been thinking about what I stand for, what the story stuff stands for, but it also gives you the reflection of that. What are you against? And I think this is part of where the positioning of my business is going, is that a lot of the marketing that we do, the global we is in, you know, the world does, is not great. In fact, it's damaging. It's promises that are never kept. And I think the thing about good stories is that they are promises that are kept. And I know this is a Saturday episode. It's a subscriber only episode, but I think that's quite important. I think in some sense, I shared this goal about, oh, maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. There you go. That's called a cliffhanger, folks. This is the Stories That Mean Business and the Story Hacker podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. I really appreciate it. And remember, your story means business.